Okay, let's start. We're starting tonight is the fast of Shavuos of Tammuz. As we know, tonight we're still eating and drinking. We're not starting the fast until tomorrow morning. When we get to Tisha B'Av, then we have the fast starts in the night. Where does this difference come from? Why the fast called the three tzaymos? Tzaymos of Shavuos of Tammuz, tzaymos of Sefer Tevis, tzaymos of Gedalia, is only during the day. Masha'in ke the tzaym of Tisha B'Av is including the night. So already the Rishayim point out, as we'll see soon in the Torah, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Gemara says that what months do the Shluchim go out to announce the month? The Mishnah gives us a list. And then the Gemara says, what about Tammuz and Tevis? What about the month of Tammuz and Tevis that you have over there? Fast. Because we have a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, and this Pasuk is important for this year, the Karmash Tzvokai, Tzvokai, Rivi, Tzvokai, Chamishi, Tzvokai, Shvi, Tzvokai, Ma'asiri. These are the four fasts on the 4 months of the year. Meaning it's called a Tzvokai. So the Gemara tells us over there the following. And the Gemara closes and concludes the following. Zman sheyesh shalom yusos ha-zichu. If there's peace, all these fasts are ha-zichu. Yesh gzeres malchus tzoyim. If there's a gzeres tzoyim, ein gzeres malchus vein shalom. But what happens if you're not in time of great danger? You're also not time because the city is not built. So what's going to happen then? Rotsu mis'amim, rotsu emis'amim. Then you have a choice. Do you want to do a tainis or you do not want to have a tainis? That's what the Gemara tells us. Meaning, the fast that we have is not so obligatory. The fast that we have is basically when it's time of Tzoris, you have it. Time that is Shalom, you don't have it. And when it's in the middle, not great Tzoris, but not great peace, then you can choose it to do it or not. The Moses Tisha B'Av is different as that for the next Tisha was a little different than that. The Tisha B'Av you always have to have because Tisha was such a terrible day, there's no way to get out of it, even in time of peace, you must fast on Tisha B'Av. That's what it tells us over here in Rosh Hashanah. And he made a what? Because of that, so this the Gemara indicates us that three tzaymos that we have are different than Tisha B'Av. Because the three tzaymos that we have are fast of what? They're fast that you could choose it to do it or not. Depends on the condition. Mashiach and Tisha B'Av you always have to do. So that really gives us a separation between the three fasts and Tisha B'Av. As the Torah tells us, in Siman Tav Kuf Nun, when it speaks about a different fast, so Torah tells us the following. Torah says, he brings this Gemara, and he says, what happens today? Ratsu v'nagu lisanus. They wanted and they are not into the tainis. Lefika chasur mifrit kether. They should not. They did accept themselves to do a fast, so don't get out of it. Says the Torah, v'kol shekein v'doiris halalu. Shavuoseinu in our generations, Yeshman, Ein Shalom, Tamar Tzomis, Hilkech Hakol Chayovim Litanik VeKabol Tekarz. So comes the Torah and says, today basically they first of all they accepted on themselves they wrote to, and second is the what that it's really Tamar Tzomis. So really we go back to this concept of you need to fast in those days. That's what comes out. So. Really, it's maybe an optional, but we either accept it for ourselves, maybe we have even a reason to do it, so that's what we do with these fasts. But, as the Bisesit quotes here, the Ramban, which the Ram brings Rosh Hashanah, says, yeah, if you realize, the other three fasts were supposed to be like Tisha B'Av, as the pasuk that we read before. Tzoyma, Revi, Tzoyma, Chamishi, Tzoyma, Asiri, the tzoymas that we're talking about, all were equal. The Navi did not come in the friendship between the tzaymas. Just the other three tzaymas had an option to get out of it. But the minute the Torah tells us that we don't have the option anymore because either we accept it upon ourselves, or because today there's Tzoris, so the other three fasts should be exactly like Tisha B'Av. So why is the three fasts different than Tisha B'Av? So what comes out from the Rishayim, really, that's the sound that Bishayim is saying, based on the words the Ran saying. It is like this, because these three fasts are more lenient, that there is a way to get out of him in case that there's no tzaris. So even when they have tzaris, you can be a little bit more lenient. That's really what the Bishay said when he brings this Ramban, and he says this idea that because the Talmud depends on our will, so therefore the Avodah Shus not to take it so seriously, so to speak, and that's how it basically comes up in the Rambam. So the Bishayzer brings over here. So when the Shulchan Aruch tells us, comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, he brings his Lahalacha obviously, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us that these fasts, I mean the three fasts are different than Tishah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Timitav Kofnun Tzif Beis. Could have all the four things of eating and drinking. They instead of singing and going to the start early in the day. So in this says the Mogen Avraham, Rome explains what. Says the Mogen Avraham, why? Meaning, it was difficult to do all these five things. Really, there should be no difference between the other tzaymas and tishah. As the Ramban says, when we initially established the tzaymus, they were exactly the same. But because the Talmud depends on us if you want to do it or not, so then when we finally decide to do it, we were more lenient. Ain't it? That's what he said. But really, it's really supposed to be, says the Magen Avraham, it's supposed to be a full-fledged fast like Tisha B'Av. And really, the way with the original establishment of the tzaymus, was it same like the Nevi'im did, and the Nevi'im did not differentiate between Tisha B'Av, Shavuot, Sivatamos, Tzayim Gedalia, Sivat Teves, all the same. But what? Because it was more lean than we could get out of it, even though we accepted it upon ourselves, and we kept it, we gave this leniency that we take into account what we call Ein Rav Tzibur Cholam Adbah, so we try to get out of it. That's what it says. So in other words, it's a kula. Really, it should be a full day. But we're making it because we already had some cool before. So when we did it, we didn't do it so strong. That's the learning. That's what comes out of the mashmos of the Bishesef and the Ram. Problem is like this. The Gemara in Megillah tells us the following. The Gemara in Megillah says, we're in the Vav, sorry, the Ham with base. The Megillah says the story. The Rebbe, what he did was, he worked in Purim. That's the main sugya over there. You do malach in Purim. That was number one. The rakat the kodesh of tzipayri b'shiva sabbatavos. And what he did was he went to bathe on shiva sabbatavos. And the third thing he says he wanted to stop Tisha B'Av. So why did he want to stop Tisha B'Av? So Tosafot says like, the first child of Tisha B'Av he didn't want to do when Tisha B'Av was a nitchal. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, he didn't want to have a Tisha B'Av on the 10th day. The same thing. But what does it mean he went to the shower in Shiva Sabbatamos? Why did he went to bathe in Shiva Sabbatamos? So why did he go bathe in Shiva Sabbatamos? What is he trying to say? So who would Rebbe, now Rebbe is a Tano, and if the Ikar Adin is supposed to fast and act in Shiva Sabbatamos the same way he had to do all the other fasts, so the Khuri should have done it also in Shiva Sabbatamos himself. Elamah, Rebbe is telling us that what? That he's not taking Shiva Sabbatamos as a tzoy. Meaning he's lenient about Shiva Sabbatamos based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that says you don't have to. So if so, why only bathe in Shiva Sabbatamos? He should have eaten Shiva Sabbatamos. If Rebbe says Shiva Sabbatamos is optional, we don't take it so seriously, so he should have eaten there too. And so he's asked, he says, right? He should eat too. That's what he's asking here. So what is Rebbe doing? He's showering, he's bathing on Shavuot Sabbatamos. Why? To tell me a lot of bathing Shavuot Sabbatamos. So it means you're not taking Shavuot Sabbatamos so seriously. Really, Shavuot Sabbatamos should be also to do everything like you do in Tisha B'Av. So he says, no, I don't really accept it fully. If I don't really accept it fully, it's easier. So he's asking. By the way, some of them want to say, I'll tell you what Rebbe did was, he wasn't Shivas, he didn't bathe on a hot bath. He bathed in a cold bath. Really, you're not allowed to bathe in a hot bath. Now, this is the Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to touch water at all. This, we for sure, that's more than of a famous, which we don't have we don't have it on the regular fast. But you don't really, we're back for those not to bathe. What we really want to tell us is you can bathe with cold water. So we want to give us a leniency in bathing itself. But the Taz and the Vilna Goyim seeming to say a different pshat. It's not what Rebbe is telling us. Not like the Magen Avraham. And that's the clear what the Taz and the Vilna Goyim giving us a tremendous chiddush over here regarding this idea of the Tzaylus. So they say like this. When really, as the Ramban told us, when you take upon yourself, when Am Yisrael has the option to do, let's say before the option, when Am Yisrael have the tzeis, there's no difference between Tisha B'Av, Shavuot, Shabbat, Tammuz, and any other fast. You have to fast for a full 25 hours. You're not allowed to touch water. It's only not allowed to go with your shoes. You're not allowed to do anything. That's what we had a ritual. So, what happened? Says the Goyim, says the Taz, what happened was like this. When it came time of Rebbe, it was a time of Shalom, time of peace. And the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah told us, time of peace, you do not have to do the fast. So Rebbe uprooted these fasts. No more fasts. Shivat Sabbatamus, Asar Batavis, and Tzim Gedalia are all gone. There's no fast at all. At all. But then, Rebbe accepted upon himself, called like a Zecher Be'alma, like a memory of the old fast, he accepted himself a new thing, which is Yisra Chila during the day, Shavuot Sabbatamus. It's not the same fast that Nevi'im did. What the Nevi'im did was a full-fledged fast. But because we had option to get out of it, we got out of it. No more fast. Now Rebbe started something new. Can you read here the Lashon of the Goyim? This really comes out from the Taz. But just to read the end of the Goyim. The Goyim says, he says over here the following. V'nire she Rebbe okar ha-gibel tzoymes ve'la chumus. He took away these chumus. Why? They rested from the troubles. He wanted to remove it completely. That's what he said. He completely uprooted it. Hi, what about the eating? So he says it before. So he says, he brings the orthosis that really what happened was he did accept upon himself, he uprooted everything else, but he did kept upon himself the food. And then they're referring to the Taisa, we just asked, Taisa says, why did he not eat? So it says, Kivan Kiblu, Tavis, saying, that's wrong. His stomach on him, Kiblu. Because they accepted himself, he also accepted. In other words, Rebbe says, you know what, to completely uproot the fast and forget about it, Lagamir, we're not going to do it. I'm going to establish something new, which is called a not eating thing. You don't eat on the days of these fasts, but it's not the full flesh fast that we had before. He uprooted that. And he was a Kabbalah himself, something else. And it's huge, tremendous stuff can be seen these two understand the Father. This is just to summarize what we have over here. According to the Magen Avraham, similarly what the Bishayis have learned, the way the Ram learns, Shabbat is like this. We have the fast of four fasts. Tisha B'Av, Shavuot Sabbatamus, Sarbatavis, Sargidah, they're all the same. But because it's very difficult for us to do all the chumas of Tisha B'Av very fast, so we want to more make them. But really, it's the same original fast, which you should have done a full-fledged fast. And that remains. But I want to say, you could be more lenient. According to the Taz and the Goyen, no, this is a completely new thing. Really, it's already brought down this idea in the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Sugya, in Rosh Hashanah, that this is considered to be now, and Megillah too, it's not the fast we had before. The fast we had before were completely uprooted. And this is a new thing, just not to eat. Minus Kamina. Then of Kamina is today, do we have any concept to act at a regular fast like Tisha B'Av? Do we have a din to start from the night? Do we have a concept not to shower, not to bathe, not to be sicho, not to have the sandal? And if a person wants to be machmir himself, he can do that, to elevate himself to the highest standard of the fast. Or we say, no, this fast doesn't have these things. It never was never established. Because the original fast was uprooted. It's a new fast that is only food. So they're going, you know, not taking a shower today, there's no concept. The Magen Avraham, clearly, this Magen Avraham that we just read before, the Avraham tells us, because Anti Briachal Laman, right? Says the Magen Avraham concludes, Velachen Baal Nefesh Yachmir Bekulam Kemoy Betishabov. Someone's a Baal Nefesh, or a Machmir. He should do in a regular fast exactly like Tisha B'Av. no showering, no sicho, no tashmish, except it says here in Leil Tefila. And then he says, chutz v'chalitz minna shalei kechuch v'itlulo. He quotes a shla to go without shoes. You don't want to do that because it looks like looks like a joke. So we don't do that. But everything else you should do. That's what comes after the Magen Avraham. But according to the Taz and the Goyim, the Taz almost says it almost a fairish. He says, so nimikar kachotu yisayim bevat. Aval lo yirotu v'kvoisim chumash. That's what it is. That's what it was. And with the Taz end, that's what you want to say. And the way we read Losh of the Taz, Shahu keep on the after Yisrachilo, the law is Yisrachit to come to Kamashkar. There's no such thing. According to Rebbe, you don't have Yisrachit. So according to Taz and going today, probably you don't have that Yisrachit at all. And according to the Gemara, a person can accept it upon himself. And a person could take it upon himself. The mice, the place can bring in the Mishabur, that's what he says, La Halacha. Says the mice, we don't do anything extra except food and drink, except showers, hot showers. The way I'm going to read the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, he says the whole idea that it's all mutter. Ubal nefesh yachid b'kul gor tishba. He quotes the Magen Avraham, and he says all these things, and he brings the shatziyun, ta'ayim ateres kainim. She causes the action of ain noegim lirchoitz begimut service. Don't take a shower in the service. The cause of the regarding the ain bechamim. That's the hot showers. And with the same name, Yishleim and the Shari begimut service, with cold water, that you could do. That's what he says. And the Meister, also the Bore Eitev, tells us that really that's the only thing we do. The only thing we do is not taking the showers. We don't do all other things. So when he comes out, the Chorim, what comes out from the place came, the way the Mahalach is, we have two understandings of what the same is like. Is the tzayim of Shivas of Atamos the same level of Tisha B'Av, which is one more Meiko, or today is something completely different? This is the Machlekes. So it comes out that we're knowing in general, like the Taz, the Mogadav, and the Goyim, it's completely different. Therefore, there's no Indian to not to be Machmer in yourself more than that. Because there's a sheet of the Mogadav, not to, that you should have accepted in yourself other things. So therefore, there's one thing that they retained, while Nefesh Yachmin, not to take hot showers during the fast. Why? So because my said Chow is a big taino. So even though we are not at Kedekah, we're not taking that shita that we should be machin with all the five things, we still retain something, which is the showers, which is like somewhere a middle shita between these two explanations of the Goyen in the Magen Avraham. So it comes out, according to Magen Avraham, Shavuot HaTamos really should be a full-fledged fast. And everyone wants to be machin, so we can be machin. According to the Goyen, it's not. It's a new thing. Therefore, it's only food and drink. But we do pass the halacha. One should not take showers throughout the entire fast. From beginning of the fast, that comes out from Mishnah Berurah somewhere else. From beginning, from the Shkia of tonight until tomorrow night, is better. Baal Nefesh Yachmin, the good chur, to take about himself, not to take a hot shower during this time, even though there's no real Isser Rechitza. The Seder.